Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. Hello and welcome again this week as we look on discomfort. That's what we're talking about, anything that makes you uncomfortable. Last week we looked on the four stages of discomfort and what exactly is discomfort. So anything that causes you to grieve, anything that causes you to cry, anything that is very painful, and anything that kills you spiritually. So those are the things that are uncomfortable. And our core scripture that we'll be looking on this month's study is Revelation 21 verse 4. He will wipe away every tears from your eyes. There won't be any more death. There won't be any grief, crying, or pain, because the first things have disappeared. So we're talking about discomfort. And where you are now, based on what is happening, there's an external event that causes you to grieve, cry, feel painful, or kills you spiritually. These are traumatic experiences that happens to us from time to time at different stages of our life, whether it is that as a child, teenager, adult, in relationships, whether at work, at home, whether in your family, friendships, at church, don't matter. These situations that causes you to grieve. You may be in financial difficulty, you may be in debt, you may be dealing with a terminal illness, and it's uncomfortable dealing with all these things. But the promise is made that God will wipe away all the tears from your eyes. The old things will disappear. There will be no more grieving, there will be no more crying or pain or death. And to put it in the context, this scripture is talking about what will happen when Christ comes back. But in our application here now, when we're living, His promise is also available to us that God will help us to deal with our discomfort and wipe away all the tears from our eyes and move us to another level of where we can function dealing with all these uncomfortable situations that we're going through. This week we want to look and know what are some of the steps to dealing with discomfort. What are some of the steps or some of the keys that can help you now move forward with your life? What are some of the things that you should be thinking about when you're assessing your situation to say, all right, cool, I'm uncomfortable and I want to move on. What should I do next? Here's what you should do next to deal with uncomfortable situations. And it comes to us from Revelation 7 verse 17. And there's three keys. The first one is that let God become your shepherd. So the thing is now, God becoming our shepherd is that He's leading us in a direction where we want to go, to move away from that uncomfortable situation. So if you look in Psalms 23 verse 1, it says, the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. You shall not want. The Lord is your shepherd and you shall not want. So if you think about those words that David wrote, if God is your shepherd, you will never lack anything. So if you're in an uncomfortable situation and God is your shepherd, that means He will supply the solution to your current problem. So the first step is now, do you trust your shepherd to supply everything that you need? If you look on the next verse in that same Psalms 23 scripture about God being our shepherd, when He said you shall not want, He make you to lie down in green pastures, which means He will bring you to a place of rest. So now you should follow the shepherd towards the place of rest, meaning not just physically resting now, you know, where your body sleeps, but also to the place where your soul and your spirit is at ease. Where is that place? In Matthew, Jesus said, come unto me who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest for your soul, because my burden is easy, my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. So when you're thinking about moving with the shepherd, it says he will give you everything that you want, and one of the things that He will give you is a place of rest. So now, resting meaning you're at a place where you're settled with what is happening. You see the reality, you see the impact that it has had, but now you are exchanging that for rest. meaning you have lost a loved one and you have exchanged that grief and that pain of losing somebody that you love for your soul to rest that it is okay. Or you're in debt and you're not sure what to do. Bills need to be paid, but you have no way of figuring out how you're going to supply or resolve this matter. But you can rest assured that God is going to show you exactly how to deal with it. He will take you to the place of rest. He will supply everything that you need. He make you lie down in green pastures, meaning you are able to know to allow your soul to rest in His arms, because He's leading you now to a place spiritually where your soul can be settled, meaning that you can be resolved in your mind that everything is going to work out. If you think about Joseph, for example, his brothers left him in a pit, sold him into slavery. And when years later, when he saw them, he said that what you meant for my bad, God meant it for good. Paul explained it this way in the book of Romans, that all things work out for good to those who love God. So if you're thinking about your shepherd, you're being led to a place of rest. So dealing with discomfort is finding where the shepherds lay his sheep to rest. Meaning, if you think about you being God's sheep and He being your shepherd, it's a physical example about being led. So now you're being led to a place where you can rest, where your soul can no longer be feeling tormented, but find rest. A place where you can relax, be comfortable, and know you are there now. To a place of rest. If you think about the next verse, the next piece of that verse in Psalms 23, He leadeth me beside still waters. He restores my soul. So those things are known when you're thinking about the shepherd. He leads you to a place of rest. And now, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. What are the things that you will not want? You will find a place of rest. He will lead you beside still waters. And the example of still waters is actually a physical place where the goats or the sheep eat a blade of grass while they're walking. So you get enough food for the journey to go ahead. And then the next piece of the verse, now He restores your soul. So now God leads you to a place of rest, leads you to be beside still waters and restores your soul. So that's the role of the shepherd. That is what He wants to do for you. So when you think about following the shepherd, dealing with your discomfort, God wants to restore your soul, the broken pieces that have been shattered because of that bad news that you have heard, the news of having a difficult health challenge, being in debt, your heart broken, losing a loved one, being pressured on the job, being mistreated, all of those things. God wants to restore your soul where you're at peace. He said He wants to exchange it so that you can find rest for your soul. That's what He's talking about in terms of you being your shepherd, leading you to the place where your soul can be restored. Also, the next thing in terms of dealing with discomfort, let God lead you to the spring of life. Let God lead you to the spring of life. So here is it now. There is a spring, spiritual spring now we're talking about, where your soul can be refreshed. So Psalms 23 describe it as still waters. In Revelation, they describe it as the spring of life. And the last thing is that allow Him to wipe away your tears. So God is there, standing at the door, knocking, asking you to let Him in, asking you to allow Him to lead you to the place of rest, to be your shepherd and your guide towards the place where your soul can be restored. Where is that place? The place where the spring of life is, the well, the water. In John 4, Jesus described it as living water, that you will never thirst again. So that longing that you have within your soul for the situation to be resolved, God will deal with that situation for you and wipe away all the tears from your eyes. In Isaiah 25 verse 8, it says, He will swallow up death forever. The Almighty Lord will wipe away tears from every face, and he will remove the disgrace of his people from the earth. The Lord has spoken. I'm leaving with you these words this week to think about. Are you allowing God to be your shepherd? Are you at the place where the spring of life is? And will you allow him to wipe away all your tears and restore your soul? I've talked about a lot this week. And when you're dealing with the discomfort now, this is the steps that you need to apply to ensure that you are restored spiritually. Your soul is restored so that you can function as one. To function on the job, in your relationships, where you can move on with your life, and all these things. So these are the steps that you need to apply to ensure that you can move on and deal with this discomfort. So last week we talked about identify which stage you're at. This week we want to for you to know where are you now in terms of dealing with the discomfort. Are you allowing God to be your shepherd? Are you at the spring of life? And are you allowing him to wipe away your tears? So that's where we leave it again this week. Think about these things as you go through your week this week. And as always, God bless and one love.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com. Resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.